I'm not a partner yet.
Ah, but you will be after this morning, and that's why you should have a good hearty breakfast.
Look, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. I'm just a little bit too nervous to eat.
Hey, you have been with this firm for 7 years. You are the best lawyer they have ever seen. You have brought in top-notch clients. On top of that, you have raised 5 children and a very homely husband.
And it doesn't mean a thing, because everything hinges on this one interview with this man I've never even met.
You are charming. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. And you are, because I know, ruthless. And you're going to blow this man away.
Oh, come on, Cliff. He's not exactly the kind of man you blow away. He's the founding partner of this firm, I keep trying to tell you.
But can he do his hair and makeup in 7 minutes?
I'm going to get dressed.
Mommy.
No. You take it up with your father.
Dad, you better go check on Rudy.
What's the matter with her?
I think she's sick.
How do you know?
Well, you know how she wakes me up every morning?
Yeah.
Well, when I pushed her away, she felt kind of warm.
Okay, I'll go up and check on her.
Dad, could I sleep in Denise's room tonight?
I really don't think that's necessary, honey.
Well, then could I wear one of your masks?
Before you start worrying about whether you're going to catch anything, let's find out if she's really sick. Is that okay?
Okay, but I know she is.
Oh, well, have you written a prescription for her yet?
Well, no, I'm waiting for a second opinion.
Hi, Pumpkin, what's wrong?
I don't feel good.
Aha, okay. Well, now, where does it hurt?
All over. Bobo's sick, too.
Oh, well, where does Bobo hurt?
His throat.
His throat hurts. Okay. Well, no. I'll look at Bobo later. You slide over this way, son. That's fine. Now, just relax. Does that hurt?
No.
Good. How about up here?
No.
How about when you swallow?
Yes.
Then let's open up a little bit there. You can open bigger than that. Now, I can see your feet. Yeah, okay.
Vanessa says Rudy's sick?
Yeah.
Well, did you check her glands?
Well, yes, they're just slightly
swollen. Is there any swelling?
Well, open just mouth, a little.
Did you check her throat?
She's just irritated.
Oh, my gosh, we should call a doctor. Did you take a temperature?
No, not
yet. He has to take Bobo's.
Cliff, no. Take the bear's temperature, please.
Okay. All right, Bobo, you just put this under your tongue and don't bite down.
She obviously can't go to school, and I have to go to this interview. I guess I better call Mrs. Davis.
No, we don't need Mrs. Davis, see? I don't go to work until 1. By that time, you're back from your job.
When the children are sick, you don't cater to them the way I do. I mean, a mother's more understanding. If I hadn't come in here, you wouldn't be taking Bobo's temperature.
Bobo does not have a pulse.
What's Bobo's temperature?
0.
Come on.
Well, which is just above normal for a bear this size. Now, Bobo, I want you to stay warm, drink plenty of liquids, and no salmon fishing for at least a week.
What?
Where are you going just like that?
School.
Is it Scarecrow Day?
We're having a sloth rally. Everyone's going to be dressed like this. Didn't you ever do that?
Only in medical school, but that was because we were so tired we didn't know what we were putting on.
Okay.
No, it is not okay, but if everyone else is not okay, then it's okay.
See you later.
Yeah.
I'm late. I need you to sign my history paper.
Okay. Now, you do this all the time. You give me the paper, and then you put your hand over whatever is... I can't see what it is, son. So take your hand off.
Okay.
Oh,
B plus?
I know what you're thinking, Dad. I asked the teacher. It's not a mistake.
It's a B plus.
I took your advice. While I was writing, no TV, no music, no food. I just sat at my desk and did it.
I'm proud of you, son.
An A would have been better, right?
An A is just a grade. The fact that you applied yourself is what's important.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, thank you.
Cliff?
Did you see the B plus?
Yes, I did. Now, here was the list. Make sure she stays in the bed. Give her lots of liquids and aspirin every 4 hours.
I don't believe you. You are the only woman who went to law school and got a degree in medicine.
I'll try to keep this meeting as brief as possible. Yeah. If the temperature shoots up, call me.
All right. Hey.
Yes.
You look nice.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I am going to celebrate by taking out the new partner. Okay?
Okay. Wish me luck.
Good luck. I have a wife who is about to become a partner in one of the most prestigious law firms in the country. A son who got a B plus on a book report and said it was because he believes now that he should apply himself. I'm in seventh heaven. Yeah.
Good morning, Lee.
Yeah. What do you want?
Do horses get sick?
Yes, that's why there are veterinarians.
Do dinosaurs get sick?
Dinosaurs? In the old days, the Tyrannosaurus? Ooh, those dudes, they would be from here all the way downtown. And you don't want to see one of them get a head cold and sneeze. You'll have to hold on to your bed, Jack.
Vanessa said I have germs. What kind do I have?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you have the tryptophanosis. See, the trips, as they like to call themselves, they hang around water fountains and glasses and things like that, and they just keep saying,
hey, where's the party? I love to party. I just love to just get inside of a young body and just party.
Why me?
Well, they chose you because you're young and you're cute. And they go inside your body and they say,
it's a lovely place to party.
And they start moving around all fast, you know.
This is hot party.
And they bumped into the corpuscles and they did the boogie downward.
Party. How do I get rid of them?
You drink a lot of liquid, see? A lot of liquids go in your body and that cools you down. Well, trips, you know, they're out and they say, whoa, it's getting kind of chilly in here, isn't it? You know, and that slows them down a little bit. They don't care for that too much. You understand? And then you take some aspirin, you understand? And you put the aspirin in, and aspirin to a trypsicore to man that is just like beets to a little girl I know named Rudy Huxtable. Yeah. And if you really want to get them, you take and you gargle. See, you take the stuff and you gargle. Now, when you say, that causes a vibration. It's like an earthquake. Now you got the trypsichore pneumophoresis, and they're in there and they're like this, and you've given them the aspirin, and they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you add the earthquake, they say, oh, my. And they just get up and they just say, whoa, let's get out of here. And they're gone. So, now, do you feel much better?
Yeah.
All right. Now, are we ready to get rid of the tryptophanosis?
Yeah.
Come on. Now, we're going to take 3 of these chewable aspirin. What's the matter?
Mommy crushes them.
Okay, three chewable aspirin crushed. Just like Mommy would crush them. Walking like Mommy. What's the matter?
Mommy puts orange juice in them.
Mommy putting orange juice in and walking like Mommy. Okay. Orange juice in the crushed aspirin, staring and smiling just like Mommy. Okay. Coming up.
Mommy does an airplane.
What do you want? You want a single engine or a jet?
Single engine.
Okay, come up. Open up, there you go. Oh boy, huh? Oh, looks good.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome, dear.
No more parties in there.
Cliff, Mr. Halifax is already 45 minutes late. Are you sure everything is okay? Are you sure? All right, I'll be home as soon as... Bye.
Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
Halifax.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Sorry to be late. I had to say a quick word of hello to Barney, the elevator operator. Old friend of mine, known him for well over 20 years. You nervous?
A little.
I've been checking your record. You're a good lawyer.
Thank you.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
No, I didn't.
Never skip breakfast, most important meal of the day. I always have the same thing, a bowl of oatmeal, a splash of milk, a drop of honey, two eggs poached, bacon crisp, and fried toast, and a martini. Auerbach says that you handled yourself well in court.
I'm glad Mr. Auerbach has noticed.
Auerbach's a good kid. Charlie Patterson and I brought him in.
Mr. Patterson retired before...
Charlie Patterson introduced me to my haberdasher, Joe Drucker.
Oh.
Joe is gone now. He's passed on. Joe sold me this tie.
Nice tie.
Oh, they don't make ties like this anymore. Feel it. Go on, feel it. You know what you're feeling?
Silk.
Quality. You can't beat quality when it comes to clothes or lawyers. This tie will never go out of style. Goes with everything.
Mr. Halifax, Mr. Auerbach and I have worked very closely.
You skip lunch, too?
No, not if I can help it.
I always have the same thing for lunch. A bowl of mushroom barley, a heel of fry bread toasted, a garden salad, and a martini. I walk 7 kilometers every day.
Mom called, said she'd be a little late.
Why do I have to stay down here?
Because this is one floor above Dad's office, so you'll be closer to me.
Why do I have to stay on the couch?
Couch? Couch? This is not a couch.
Yes, it is.
This is a super duper get well island, you see. This whole thing here. And on the super duper island, you have your own telephone, and now you're going to have your little books to mark in, do your letters and numbers, all right? And this is all to help you feel better.
I feel better now.
This is the telephone. If you want to reach Daddy, you dial
331.
And that's all you dial. The last time you dialed a lot of numbers, you called the Honduras. Stay on the island. Don't get off of it. All right?
All right.
Ah! Get back in there. Those fish are going to bite your toes off.
My toes.
Mr. Yamato? Mr. Yamato.
Okay. See, Doctor, every time we talk about what's going to happen in the delivery room, he passes out.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since he saw the childbirth film in class. Now all you have to do is mention the film, and he's gone.
Fine, I'm fine. Let me up.
You fainted, honey.
Just a little. I'm fine now.
Just take it easy. Come on. Would you like some water?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, well, just have a sit down.
So, where were we?
Well, you were telling me how you were looking forward to being in the delivery room with your wife.
Absolutely. I want to be there to support Janet.
Now, when you saw the film...
Doctor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Yamato, just take it easy.
I have to be there to count and help Janet with her breathing.
And that's wonderful. But I want you to know that when a woman is in transition, there's an incredible change. This woman will have the strength of 10 men. And this lovely person that you know may call you names that you've never heard before.
Janet?
Yes. Well, what did they tell you after you saw the film? No, I'm sorry. I said after. After the film. Yeah, okay, just put your head down here between just a minute, please. Hello? Yeah, Rudy? No, not now. No, dear, you cannot have any ice cream. No, you stay on the island, please. And yes, do your book. Now, no matter what happens, stay on the island. Mr. Yamato, I was wondering, are you aware that an awful lot of fathers do mental coaching?
Mental coaching?
From the lobby. You see, there are many husbands who stay in the lobby and they mentally coach their wives from back there while their wives are in the delivery room going through the labor, you see.
Labor?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I didn't say film.
Baby Bear said, somebody has been eating my partridges all gone. Big Baldur Bear said, somebody has...
Hi, Rudy.
Mommy!
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Oh, you kiss? Mwah. Did your daddy give you your aspirin?
Yes.
Did he do the airplane?
He did everything.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, howdy, partner!
I don't know that yet, Cliff.
Well, what did Mr. Halifax say?
Everything. He talked and talked and talked till he fell asleep.
So what did you do?
Oh, I started to wake him up and ask him if I was a partner, but that didn't seem right. So I just left because I knew Rudy was home alone.
Are you kidding me? She's not home alone. The child is just above. I can drill a hole and touch her. I did everything you wanted me to do.
Well, I knew you did everything, but I wanted it done by me. Come on, Rudy. I'm taking you up to your room. Say goodbye to your island.
Goodbye, fishy.
But what about the partnership? Dr. Huxtable. Mr. Arbar? Yeah. Huh? She is? Who? Okay, put him on. Mr. Halifax? Yeah, how are you, sir? This is Dr. Huxtable. Well, she's... What? No, I've not been to that restaurant. Thin slice of veal, potato, and a martini. No, I think he was way before my wife's time. Yeah, I'll let you talk to her right now. Sir? Yeah. Well, bow ties are wonderful. Mm-hmm.
You're a partner. You're a partner. You're a partner. And I'm taking the partner out, and we're going
no,
to celebrate
you are not.
Tomorrow night.
No, you are not. No, you are not, because the partner is taking you out, and we're going to celebrate with dinner and dance.
All right, Miss Money. What about Tito Puente?
You got it.
We'll see him.
Let's tell the joke.
Uh-huh.
Audience.